This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Members of the military were paid today despite the federal government shutdown. The White House said funding for the checks came from other sources in the Defense Department. Now, payment for the next military pay period remains uncertain. Other federal workers did not get their scheduled paychecks today. Denver residents are considering a ballot measure on whether to keep or repeal a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products. Supporters include anti-tobacco, health, and education groups. They say the products get kids addicted to nicotine for life. They're now running ads.
And right now, it's our kids at risk. Because Big Tobacco knows that 4 out of 5 kids who use tobacco started with a flavored product.
Vape shops and large manufacturers oppose the ban. They argue that flavored tobacco products are aimed at adult consumers, not kids. They say the measure will just drive consumers elsewhere, costing the city millions in tax revenue. A new kind of cloud seeding technology is coming to Weld County as a private company is hoping to create a market for rain. Rain Enhancement Technologies is finalizing permits with the state for a warm weather trial to produce rain over farm fields in Weld County. Andrew Rickert runs Colorado's cloud seeding program.
We've never had anything like this where, a company comes in fully funded just, to demonstrate their technology and, hope it catches on in the future.
The company has to meet state regulations before it can go to work. Cloud seeding sends an electric charge into clouds, which Rickert says is completely safe for people and animals. The process can increase the amount of rainfall by 15%. This is CPR News.